Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Greg Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, check it out.
Often imitated, but never duplicated.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Grudge Talk. I'm your host, the Wild Man Ron Thomas. Yes, it's another Wednesday, and we got to get this show on the road. Got some very interesting things going to be happening today. I'm in a new location, a brand new studio, so that means one thing. We will be working on some things and making sure that we're going to get everything done. So just bear with me for a minute, and we're going to get this show on the road. And, man, I tell you what, had a lot of things went on since the last show we had. And I'm going to be talking with Jay Barnes. And also, I'm going to be talking with Larry T. We're going to talk about what's going to be happening with them. So until then, for right now, let's do this.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest.
Okay, we got that out of the way. Let's place the call and get Jay Barnes on the line, because you know we had it out last week, me and Jay, but we got everything straight. My mic might sound a little bit different because I'm using a different system tonight, so just let me know if everything is okay. Got Jay Barnes. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing well, Wild Man. How you?
I'm good. Can you hear me? I'm on a new system in a new location, a new studio and everything, and I'm just checking it out to make sure that it's right.
I'm trying to get you.
Okay. All right, well, while you're trying to do that, I'm going to get in touch with Larry T, because, you know, we got to let him on the show, too, because a lot is going on. A lot of racing is going on, and we're just going to find out just what's going on all around the place. So hold on, Jay. Don't you go anywhere. I'm getting ready to call Larry T right now and get him on. And I'm pretty sure that he's going to give us an update on what's going to be happening with William Brown. As you know, Larry T and William Brown, they always have a race that same weekend, and you go to one race and then you go to the other one. And I do believe you might have something coming up also, Jay, so we're going to be talking with you too. So don't you go nowhere, all right?
All right, sounds good to me. Let me off.
Okay, how does this sound? I got a different microphone tonight.
Sounds good. It sounds good. It sounds good.
Okay. Also, Jay, man, all kind of people calling me about different things that they want to. Hey, Larry T, hold on a second. You're live on Grudge Talk with yours truly and also Jay Barnes.
How you guys doing today?
All right, all right. How you doing, Larry?
Okay, I can hold on.
Okay. Well, as you know, I'm in a brand new studio, a brand new location. And I'll cover some things that I got going on a little bit later on. But first, we're going to start. Jay Barnes, you know, like, this is a short show, Jay. And me and you ain't going to tangle. But if we tangle, you know, everybody can tangle. And Jay, look, people are calling me about so many things. And they told me that they're getting a lot of information, some things that they didn't understand how it's happening. But now they do, you know, and I was explaining to them that Jay Barnes and Grudge Inc. is for the betterment of Grudge Racing and is trying to make it get better. But I also explained to them that Grudge Inc. is a business. And when there is a business, you know, you got to operate and you got to generate some revenue. So, you know, and one of the things that we talked about is some people. Where you stand, that's another subject, where you stand with Mickey Thompson Tires. I'll be back to that. But, Jay, what's happening with, you know what I want to know, How are the points going?
Well, man, I got a comprehensive report, so I want to bring that up last while, man, because I'm in the car. I want to pull up my computer so that you can so that we can kind of go over some of this stuff that I got. You know, I got a lot of information. Can we get to that at the end? Give me a chance to get to the house and get my computer up.
All right, well, you go ahead and head to the house. I got Larry T on the line, and I know Larry T can keep us busy until you come back. So evidently, you got that spreadsheet working, right?
Well, I got it out anyway, and I'm going to be with you the whole time. I'm going to be talking, and I just need time to get that on. Let's go to Larry T, and then we'll come back. By the time then, I have some stuff to talk about.
Okay, so Larry T, how you doing, man?
I'm doing okay, Wild Man. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. You know, I moved into a new house, and I know everyone's saying, right. Wild Man, why you move into that new house that sits on the pond and everything? Well, you know, like I told you, Larry T, now I can say what I got to say. The house is not baby friendly, you know. Baby can walk out on the porch and fall in the pond because the pond is right under the house. You know, sometimes you got to sacrifice something that you wanted for the longest, and now you got it going. So that's what it is. Yes, we are expecting a little Wild Man should be here in November. And so I'm just making arrangements and plans and everything to make this a smooth transition. I've already moved 7 miles, 7.5 miles from where I was living. There's no pond, because it's not baby-friendly, and I don't want to have to be a lifeguard. So got that out the way and everything. Thank you, Larry T. And the reason why I had to wait is because I had to make sure that my family knew what was going on before the Grudge Racing family. So my immediate family knows, and they're all shook up and everything and happy and all this, and they got either a brother or a sister coming. And so got that out the way. So let's talk about Grudge Racing. Larry T, what's happening with you coming up real soon?
Well, you know, I have my annual Custom Tees Door Slammer Nationals, which will be Sunday, May the 24th, with our Long Island Joe. And like I said, we're getting ready for that Memorial Day weekend, that Sunday. That Saturday, you know, everybody goes to William Brown's race, which is at VMP in Virginia. And that Sunday, they come to Maryland at MIR, which is Maryland's National Raceway. Just getting ready for that.
Right. Now, I've already talked to a couple of races from now this away, which are going up there. And I know one racer that is working very hard, and you've already talked to him. He's trying to get his car together and maybe up north to see Rugrat.
Okay. Well, I've been getting texts from him to say trying to get it together, so hopefully he can make it up here.
Right. And I'm trying to get him to talk that man in that truck, bipolar. And let me tell you, everybody is seeing the other side of bipolar, you know, and see if get him up there also. And it's looking good. You know, he's going through some changes with his motor. He's got a motor for sale. And I think
okay.
that he's trying to get rid of it, you know, and he doesn't want to really hurt it. And so we're going to see what's going to happen. That's with him bringing bipolar up there. So it's going to be a good race.
Yeah, I got a call the other night. I know some more people added to the list. I know Baldy is bringing his car, Nova, up here, and he may bring a Mustang. They're coming from Florida. He called and confirmed they're definitely coming. And I think Willie Dog decided he's coming to Maryland too. So we're adding to the list, you know.
Right. Yeah, well, I kind of figured that Dog would be there. You know, Dog likes to give me a little problem on the mic, you know, but we have fun. And like I said, if you've never been to a Larry T race, when Dog get up there in them sweeps, it's something entirely that you got to see to believe, you know. And what I like about it is when Dog comes in the sweep, he does his thing, you know. He's Mr.
Yeah.
Comedy in Grudge Racing. And it's a G show, and everybody loves to see him walk in that door. You know, everybody be hiding in a way because, you know, it's like Dog picks on people, you know, but it's all in fun, you know. You know how Dog do it. So that's what I
yes,
say
sir.
About my man. Yep, I love to hate him, and sometimes I hate to love him. So that's the way me and him are.
Right. Like I said, we're all ready to go. Like I said, I got some more added people who's going to race this weekend. Some of the featured matches we have, like Racing Jason is locked in, JC Richardson, them two are running. We got like the, JC Richardson got this new car repainted and fixed and stuff, and Racing Jason said he's going to have his car ready to roll, so they already locked in. Then we have, like I said, Rock is bringing his Bounty Hunter car, I guess they call PI, the Mustang up here. He's going to run Mr. Pee-wee and the Big Nasty Boot. You know, they're supposed to get it on, you know?
Right, uh-huh.
And then the Four Horsemen.
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing their street car. You know, Kenny Beeson has a car called the Grocery Getter, and he's running, they have Blue Malibu. It's a street car called Blue Bayou, and they're going to get it on that Sunday, too, okay?
Right. Have you heard from the Sniper?
Sniper's ready. You know, hopefully if Candy Crusher comes, you know, we can make that happen. Sniper says he's ready for anybody, you know. He's going to be on 29, so he's ready. He ran like 2 weeks ago, and I think he's very satisfied with the way they ran. So we was waiting to hear from Candy Crusher, you know. Like I told you a while, man, them guys have a lot of 28, 29 cars waiting for you guys to come here. The DMV has a lot of new cars coming out, and they're waiting until the 24th to be there.
Yeah, I know they got a lot of them going, you know, and I talked to Goldie, you know, and he's working to get going, and it's going to be a very interesting thing, you know, that weekend, you know, it's one that I won't miss, and like I always tell a lot of the spectators from down this way, if you really want to see some good racing and them guys from up north take on the guys from the south, and it's going to really be something. I do believe that a couple of guys from the north got some racing going on of their own, so they might not be there, but there's plenty of, I'm talking about the Midwest, I should say, the Midwest, not the north, you know. So
the Long Island Joe, he's bringing a bunch of cars down from the north to come race, you know. So, and like I say, grudge racing is priority, so if anybody got locked in the race, I'll just come see you, Wild Man. You know, you can bring one around. You know how it goes. You've been done it for years,
right,
so
yeah.
Probably no grudge racing is priority.
Right, it's one thing for sure, you know, like I like about a Larry T show is when them grudge racers come around, they want to do a shakedown, and then when they're ready to race, because after you have all the other cars, the program's out the way, and then it's strictly grudge racing. And when I bring them up to the front of the staging lanes, whatever's going down the track, whatever's in the water box, they run them out of the water box, and they run the grudge race, and then go back. Guys get another race going, and see the me or else dog will come up to me and say what he got, and we'll get it going just like that. So it's a nice, smooth
operation.
Be
there too.
Yeah,
that's right.
He'll be there, you know, and he'll be doing his thing and, you know, filming and everything. So it's a smooth operation, you know. We get it going, and a lot of times, you know, guys try to sneak over there and try to get some testing tune in doing the grudge racing, but the grudge racing after dark takes priority over everything, you know. And I do know that my good sponsor, John from JRT Racing Transmissions, will be there. And
yes,
we're going to talk to someone that has a JRT Racing Transmission in their race car there, and it's going to shock a lot of people, you know, and it's going to be like a little testimony, you know. We're going to find out what's going on with it, and John has a lot of transmissions in a lot of cars, even in the South and up there around the Maryland area. Man, he's got so many cars.
Most of all the cars.
Right. Mm-hmm. And some pro mods and everything. And I don't like to use the word cheap, but I say they're inexpensive, you know. You just got to give him a chance with your trance. I just came up with a new slogan for John. Give him a chance with your trance.
He's a good guy. Yep. Well, I mean, he will stand behind his work. One thing about him, every car I ever own, I have John Toy transmission from the Pro Mod, from Short Dog's car, to every car we had has a John Toy transmission sitting in there. You know, think about
right.
it. Anything happens, he stands behind it, you know. You can bring it to the shop, you pull it down, fix it, we go back racing, you know. 9 times out of 10,
right.
You don't charge anything, you know. Just
park
the broker.
He's a real good guy, you know, and the grudge racers really need to know more about John, you know. And he has a race, you know, and he does some sponsoring of some of the events at your functions. And
He's going to sponsor that time. Yeah, he does no time stuff, yes.
Right. And I got a transmission that he did, and I ain't had no problems out of it. It's been years, trust me, you know. Yeah, so he's doing a good job. And let's see, where Jay Barnes, you got in front of that computer yet, Jay Barnes? He's rolling along. He hasn't dropped. Oh, he has dropped off, so I'll try to call him back in a second or so. But what else you got going?
I think I know for sure, like, the Black Mamas bringing their car, Extreme and his guys to come up here. They're bringing their truck. And I think Herb the Rubenpost come with them. And I know Sweet Potato is definitely coming. So, you know, it's going to be a good weekend, Wild Man. I hope the weather be good. So, you know, every year it's getting bigger and bigger each year. And I promise everybody we're going to have a good time. You know, we have music. We have stuff for the kids to do. It's a family-oriented atmosphere. You can bring your mom and dad. You know, it's going to be a, you know, we're trying to make it very fun for everybody, you know. But at nighttime from 6 to 10, it's strictly grudge race. You know, the guys, you know, grudge race is priority, you know. It's constantly something going on track all day long. And motorcycles are welcome.
Right. Now I'm going to have to let you say it, Larry G, because when I tell people, they go like, yeah, wow, man. Tell us about what happens in them suites.
Oh, we feed everybody, you know. And the thing about it, anybody that comes there is open for everybody. You know, I rent the whole facility, the whole upstairs is open for everybody to come watch the race. They can eat. We feed people until the food is gone. And this year, I don't double up. So most times, we don't run out till late at night. You know, I try to get rid of everything. So I want everybody to come and have a good time, you know.
Right. And if you don't have a race coming up, say you don't have a race coming up for about an hour, you can go up in the suites and check out your competition, or you can check out some of the cars going down the track. Now, the suites, by the way, only thing you do is you hear the announcer, you don't see nothing, no clocks and no times and nothing, you know, and it's a nice, friendly family atmosphere up there. That's what I like about it, you know. And you got them ladies be serving their food, and they be bringing it in just hot off the grill and everything.
Yes, sir. That's what it's going to be this time.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try and call Jay Barnes back. So hold on. Don't go anywhere. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to switch over to 478-9092. And everyone knows that's none other than Bobby Wildchild. And the thing about Bobby Wildchild, now Bobby Wildchild is like nailed down to one place just about every weekend. And since he got his own track going now, and his track is so far away from all the rest of them that he don't interfere with the rest of them. So, Bobby, how you doing, man?
Doing fine, Wild Man. And how are you and Larry T doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, Bobby. I'm glad you're doing good, man. I'm so proud of you, man. Keep it up, Bobby. I'll be checking out all the time, man. I'll be checking the videos out. Track looks good. Can't wait to come down in August.
Hey, we'll be looking for y'all to come on down. Once again, Wild Man, I want to thank you for allowing me the airtime to come on, and just want to tell everybody thank you for the weekend that we had this weekend, man. It was, I think the track really had proven itself, you know, and that's one of the things I want, you know, you still be worrying about it. Just like when the guy was pouring the concrete, you know, I was worried, you know, man, please, this thing got to be smooth and you know, and level, and he did do a good job. Now the next part is, can I make it hook up, which I had been, but we had some high powerful cars this weekend, and they seemed to have done, you know, a real good job. They was hauling tail. Now how fast they go, I don't know, because that's one thing I don't play. You know, I don't go in the tower. My son don't go in the tower, and we don't play with the time period. We always delete every when a car run, we delete it, so it's out the system. But you know, I want to thank all the guys come down. Pro Stock Joe came down, host the event, and Grudge Inc. was in the house. Ronnie Brown was in the house. Man, we just had fun. Jolly Rancher or Chill Team 7 now. They were down to Chill Team 4, but they beat my son up and Jolly Rancher. So they added three more to the list. So, but I mean, we had the boy named, I think, Dead Game. And I don't know. We just had a ton of fun, and the guys really raced, and so they had a good time, and we ended up getting through around about 1:30. So I want to thank each racer and spectator and the radio host that came out and helped me out and let me talk about the race on the show. So I just want to say thank you, Wild Man, and I'm going to get out of the way. Thank y'all very much.
Okay. All right, I got you back on, Jay. You had dropped off, so I called you back.
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm here. I'm here. I know I missed some good talk. Did you get everybody on already, Wild Man?
Yeah, I just said Larry T already told us about what's going on there. I just had Bobby Wildchild on, and he thanked you for coming down to his event and everything. And we're just rolling right along, waiting on you to get in front of that computer.
Well, I get off work around about 5:30, 6 o'clock. You know, so I'm in route, Wild Man. But let me see, can I get one more man that might got something going on? Hold on one second.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll wait on that because, you know, since the last show with Jay on, I've done some checking and some people called me up and got me straight on a couple of things. And so I'm going to bring it up as soon as Jay gets to a point where he can really talk. But right now he's trying to call someone that he wanted to talk on the show. Are you back, Jay? All right. Well, you know, these smartphones are smarter than we are sometimes, so we just got to wait on Jay for a hot minute and everything. But I talked to Monster last week, Larry T, and everything, and he.
Hey, Wild Man.
Yeah.
I got one of your best friends on the line with me.
Who's that?
He go by the initials WB3.
Okay, William Brown. William Brown.
Hey, what's going on, Wild?
Nothing much. Larry T's on the line, too. He just got through from talking
hey,
about
Brown.
You.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Larry?
Hey, buddy.
All right. So, William Brown, you can talk about your event coming up. Larry T talked about it a little bit, but you can talk about it a little bit more.
All right. As everybody knows, the Burt Jackson Memorial Day, the third annual Burt Jackson Memorial Day, we got a lot of graduations locking in. I can't even say all of them right now. But I know Pro Stock got a few on jotted down. But we're gonna have a lot of graduation going on. We got Elite Eight, which is a big tie, no bigger than a 5-inch bore space motor. Anything else goes, no turbos. 3,000 to win, 1,000 for runner up. We got a small tie shootout. Well, what is you can't be no bigger than the 632 conventional head, and you can run 29s on it. But a small block, you can run up to 31.5. I ain't got fly pan. I think it's 15. It's a total of like $2,400, $2,500. Then we got the bracket race and ET. Paying out $3,400 on the ET, so it's something for everybody to do, whichever kind of racing you want to do. If you got, your car in that certain class, or just want to do some grids racing, or testing, tuning, or whatever you want to do, you know, you come do it and enjoy yourself and have a good time. Gates open at 10. Racing starts at I think it's open testing tune from 11 to 4. And then I'm shutting down the open testing tune and try to get some of the grudge races in and a little bit of the class racing stuff out the way. And at 7 o'clock, opening the lanes back up. So it'll be, you know, testing tune all night long, open testing tune, whoever bought a testing tune ticket. Until you can't run up and down the track no more. To about 11 o'clock, the curfew at Dinwiddie.
Right. Okay. Because a lot of times, a lot of those races take place and the guys try to get back that following Sunday.
Right. Then we're going to Larry T on Sunday.
Right.
Everybody get up and go up there. Some get back. So there's a great weekend if you can. Come join us. We'll always have a good time wherever we go. VMP, MIR Sunday. And we're going to make it out of a great weekend and have some good racing. Looking like pretty good weather so far.
Right. Well, it kind of looks like this year I'll probably come to your event Saturday and then go on up to Larry T's. You know, usually I just go to Larry T's, but I'm traveling by myself, so I probably will run up there first to you and then go to Larry T's.
Okay, I appreciate that, Wild Man. And anybody that can't make it, you know, you got, I think we got something in the Midwest going on and something down south going on. If you can't travel that far, you know, you don't feel like for some reason, go support the other promoters that's in your area. That's how you're going to keep your girls racing like it's supposed to be. You know, the tracks will attract, you'll be able to go to the tracks and everybody accept you. And, you know, we had a good time. If you don't support your promoters, then, you know, they're going to stop doing races. So
that's right. That's right. I'm glad you said that instead of me, you know. Me and Larry T talk about that all the time, you know, like there's so much racing going on, but you gotta support the promoters in your area, you know, and even if you travel outside of your area.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so because if you don't support the promoters, then you ain't gonna have nothing. You know, you're gonna turn around 1 year and say, well, how come they ain't got this and that? Because, you know, it takes money to put these shows on for the fans and the racers, you know. And like I always say, you know, you can go back to the days up north when the tracks would be open and them guys be out there racing and no fans because it's not wasn't open to the fans. And then, you know, they started going by the way that they do it in the south and up and around your area. And what Larry T was doing, and now you got racing all over the place. But you got to go to the races, you know, to support the promoters, just like you say. You know, it's good racing out there, and you will never know that it's good racing unless you leave your area and go someplace else and also support the races in your area. So that's the way it is. Are you back yet, Jay Bonds, or are you still traveling?
I'm not ready yet. Well, I ain't got the computer up. I just pulled in the yard. I'm still sitting in the car though. But while you know, we can start this argument. We can go ahead and get this argument started. While, but I'm
well, it's not an argument. You know, we're just like they say, we're keeping everybody straight on what's going on.
That's right.
It ain't.
I'm just talking.
Like William Brown just said, you got to support your promoters. And you got to support the people that are doing some things, you know, and it's information. Like, I stopped and I thought last week I went and checked myself and I said, wait a minute, you know, like, I don't have a problem with SEAL Team 6, you know. It was the way that the information is being disseminated to Grudge Inc. And then I went back and I stopped and I'm saying, okay. I've been so busy hollering about SEAL Team 6, SEAL Team 6, I forgot that they're making points for SEAL Team 6, the team. You know, I ain't even talked about the individual grudge racers, you know, where they're standing at, you know. And I said, well, Jay Barnes been giving me the points for that team, you know. And also there are different categories that you give out belts for. Am I right, Jay Barnes?
Oh, yeah. We give out, that's one of the things, and this, well, I mean, I'm glad you said that because one of the things that, you know, we've been getting more information on is about the people, like the videographer of the year. You know, that has become a more competitive area than normally, and everybody's asking us to come up with a more detailed criteria other than, you know, we already have that, you know, to be a national videographer of the year, you have to be, you know, you have to at least visit two regions and four states. And so two divisions and four states. But now we've been, you know, because of the competition, they wanted to kind of come up with some other way of determining, you know, the videographer of the year.
Hello.
So,
Yeah, and I know I haven't even covered that. I just called. I just got Long Island Joe standing by. Good evening, Long Island Joe. Don't you go nowhere. Just hang in there.
Okay.
And I'll be picking you up. Okay. And
okay,
I know. So there are a lot of categories in the Grudge Inc. category for them belts. Not only is it a Grudge Racing Team of the Year, Grudge Racer of the Year, Videographer of the Year, and Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, and the list Promoter of the Year, and the list goes on and on and on, you know. So we got it. Now I'm saying we because I've been on Jay Barnes' back, you know. I'm not part of that committee. I'm like just watching, got my eye open, looking to see what he's doing, you know. So now I know since the last conversation that we had, I know you got that spreadsheet really working because there's so many categories that you had to throw it in, and I know it's work, but somebody got to do it. All right, so are you ready, Jay? Are you still pulling up your computer? Your computer is probably slow as the stats that come in. So Long Island.
You know, let's go to Long Island Joe for a minute, and I got you some stats, wild man, but again, it is a lot, wild man. I will tell you no lie. I think you already know it. But we'll go over some of the stuff so you can kind of see over some of these individuals so you can kind of see what I'm talking about. But let's go to Long Island Joe for a minute.
Okay, but I just wanted to say this. You know, some of the calls that I received since last Wednesday, they say, wild man, you ain't going to accept me trying. You got to do like you're supposed to do. So Long Island Joe, you know, you fast becoming the barbecue king or something like that, man. What's happening in Long Island?
We just changing things around a little bit, you know. You know, we did the Pig Roast Championship. We did the Drills for Skills, you know, with the chicken, who cooked the best chicken. Now we decided we're going to take it a little further. We decided we're going to see who can make the best pile of cake that day. And I'm going to take $100 also.
Now, you're going to do this at the Larry Teague event, right?
Oh, yeah, May 24th.
All right.
We got a few things going in, surprises with these. I done heard some cakes that I ain't never heard, but I guess we got to be chasing them out there. So we'll see who got the best. Definitely going to find out.
Uh-huh.
There's a few women that's really getting into it. They love it. Also, on that same day, I'm also going to give out $100 to the racer of the day for causing the action. That's what I'm going to call racer of the day. And
right.
I always, every time now that anything that's got to do with me or Larry T, I'll be giving it out, $100 towards the racer of the day. Yeah, no. You also know that we have Four the Hard Way that's going on. Each group is putting up $5,000. Winner takes $24,000 and put $4,000 on top of it. So winner takes $24,000. And, you know, you got Roadies that's coming up here, and I know he's bringing a crew with him. We also got Young Stang in the area. He's definitely he says he wants some get back, so we're going to see what happens. We also got Bobby. He's going to definitely Nighthawk. Then you have Youth, you got Flex and the Pokey Brothers. Those guys are together on their car. And that makes that team up there. So it's gonna be exciting for to see those guys go out because they want to see who's got the baddest straight head stock suspension, 1/4 valve cast manifold motor. So it's going to be interesting.
All right. Well, Larry dropped it. I guess he was mobile too, but I got to get him back on.
Okay.
Yeah. And I got Long Island on Larry T.
Hey Long Island, how you doing there, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Larry? How's everything?
Okay.
And, I was telling them about that, man, what we got going so far going out there. There's a lot of racing going on. We got a lot of locked in races. You got Slowpoke from Maryland there going against Extreme and the 2S10 going at it. You got Grocery Getter going against Slaughterhouse. That'll be Kenny Beachman and the guy from Slaughterhouse with the Malibu, the Clean Malibu. You got Ben Laden. He's going to be racing the Carolina Killers. Then you got the Carolina Killers. They got double duty that day. They're actually going to run Panda Bear from up here in Long Island. Panda Bear's going to run one system of plate, and Carolina Killers is going to run our motor, and they're going to go to the eighth, and Carolina Killers get the break. You also got the Roots is coming up here to drive for Baby Django. He'll be running Ben Laden. And you guys are actually getting the back tire this time. And it's going to be a small block inside their car. And they made him take the one system off, so Ben Laden's only going to run one system. And he's going to give you guys the back tire. And he's going to run a straight hit. You guys are not stiff to any kind of hit. It doesn't matter. But he's going to give the Roots of the back tire. So that is locked in also. You also got Rock. Rock is actually locked in. I think I'm thinking two races, right, Larry? I know he's going to have, he's running Jeff Rogers. And then he's going to run Pee Wee also.
Yes.
So he's got his hands full that day also. You know, you got Racing Jason is just locked in. They're locked in with two races that day. He's going to run Racing Jason and J.C. Richardson are coming off the trailer at 1 o'clock and then come back at 4 o'clock and do it again. And both deposits is up, 500 on each one. They're locked in. They're going to be going that day. But we got my little guy and Calvin. They're going to be going off the trailer, so I think after maybe the 10th car that goes down, they're going right out there, and they're going to run off the trailer. So we got quite a bit of action that everybody's locking in. We still got more races that are locked in, but they just wanted to wait until they got closer. And so this is the last week, and then Monday they put the money up, and then we'll have more races all locked in. But there's definitely a lot of action going on.
Now, I got to go back. Now, you did say LaRusso. Did you say Jason?
Jason LaRusso. He's going to be driving Baby Django.
Okay.
And he,
all right.
And he will be getting the back tire. The back tire.
Okay.
I don't know why, but he didn't.
Well, you know, I'm gonna tell you this, Long Island. You know, Larry been getting on me because, you know, I always say that it's easy pickings up there. And he says it ain't so easy as it used to be, you know. I still say it's pretty much the same. But
I'll tell you the truth, though. Darryl came up here with Carolina Killers, and he ran the guy the first time. And they ran, and the first run, Darryl lost. The second run, Darryl doubled up and won. It was going to be the third run, but Darryl fell asleep in the car because when he drove up here, he drove up by himself. So he was asleep, so I couldn't wake him up for the third run. So they're going to finish it off right now. They want to break this tiebreaker.
Yeah, and, you know, I've retired my car because I was going to come up there and run that what's that guy's name?
CJ.
What? CJ.
CJ. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Oh, but, man.
It's retired. It's for sale. And it's got a fresh motor, and I don't want to go up there and knock his head off and he'd be all mad. I understand he got a big, big motor in that car now. I don't know. But I ain't scared of it, you know. Yeah, he was talking some smack on the. He was talking some junk on the on another show and on the internet, talking about he gone to get a big motor and all this. And I think a big motor to him is a 327 or something like that.
Oh,
he been used to run the 283 cubic inch motors, and now he got a 327 or something like that. I don't know what he's doing. But him and his father, they good for racing, you know. They gonna beat somebody sooner or later. I know he'll be mad at me because most of the time he listens to the show the next morning. So, but that's the way it goes. All right, Jay Barnes,
say that now.
Shut up, Jace. Are you trying to get that spreadsheet working? I don't know if Jay is or not. I got a hand that came up. Sometimes his hand comes up and he don't really want to talk. 706-7081. Push the 1 button so your hand will come back down. And then if you want to talk, push it again and it'll come back up. That's the way I do. There's a lot of times I pull that number up and he said, just listen. And I'm going to do it anyway. 706. Oh, he pushed it. He did it. Thank you very much. All right, Jay Barnes, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm right here with you, Wild Man. I'm right here with you, Wild Man.
You the all right, you got your computer up. It's as slow as Willie Dawg's car. Old Smokey.
Yeah. That's one race I'd like to see you do before you retire, Wild Man, is you and Willie Dawg go at it. I would like to see that.
Not even though he gave me the back tire for life, you know, I don't think that's gonna happen. I got some other people that's been trying to talk me into it, you know, but they even told me to take the wheelie bar off and put a 29-inch tire on it, and I'll sell it. It'll sell real quick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the man. Well,
let me. Well, I mean,
yeah.
You know, one of these things, I'm still, you know, we're talking about the stats, and I want to kind of tell you where I'm at without giving you all these the totals. I would like to discuss some of them. One of the things that the calls that I get, Wild Man, is that if we generate all the totals too much, you're going to have people count it and not getting all the information. So let me go down some of the stuff that the spreadsheet is saying, Wild Man. And since you got the group, like for an example. Now, one of the things, I got Shakedown Racing, Animal Control, and Executioner, based on my spreadsheet, are all out of Maryland. Or at least they race in Maryland. Is that true, y'all?
Is that true,
This is Jeff Rogers.
Yeah.
Shakedown Racing. And this is, let me tell you a funny example. Shakedown Racing right now has a win over, if I'm reading this right, Cubby. Also, Animal Control has and you know, I'm just picking on these.
Okay.
It's been people have been bringing in a lot of information, Wild, and I can tell you as it is today, SEAL Team 6 is still in the number one spot, and the main reason for that is we're getting a lot of single runs. You know, Primetime is in second place. Primetime is in second place. You know. And I wouldn't want to go much further than that, but we're getting a lot of people in, and they're registering one win, one loss, and this early in the game, it's not really showing, you know, a lot of information. Like, for an example, I think we got just about everybody who have raced, but most of the people that is showing on here, the single cars have only raced one or two people this point in the year, you know, each car. With the exception of Tony Bynes, with the new boo, have ran several more races. Willie Dawg, I think, has ran about three grudge races. But, Wild Man, right now, we got probably over 80 single races in. And they're from all over the country, so pretty much they are. You know, the stats are saying, the way the stats look right now, the single car, well, they're not identifying the car, but Pretty Tony out of Texas. Now, when they enter their information, they're only entering it as one car. Now, once we investigate that, that might be three or four cars, but as a single car, the way it's listed here, no, he's out front as a single car. And like I said, Steel Team 6 will still be in first place. Primetime is in second place. And the list kind of go on down from there.
Now,
I'm
going to jump right in here. Now, you see what happens? See, got to get them teams on the ball to get that information, you know. And this way, if they ain't in, up there, it's nobody's fault but them.
Right. And, you know, also, I'm just looking here at number 40. I'm just looking at some of these guys. For example, DC Sniper is on the list. You know, let me just go down the list. And this will help me out too, Wild Man. I'm gonna name these are some. I'm gonna give you the list of winners. Okay, a list of winners.
Okay.
Pretty Tony out of Texas, the Texas Nightmare. Cornbread, Texas. 10-4, Texas. Ebola out of Mississippi. Rock out of Georgia. Wolfpack out of Maryland. Devil's Advocate out of Maryland. Spins Off Racing out of Indiana. And I spell it SPASOFF, Spin Off Racing. The Mistress, Mistress out of Pennsylvania. Rambo, Primetime out of Georgia. The Cutlass out of Trick Racing. Showtime Racing, the Turbo Car. Grown Folks out of Georgia. Game Changer out of Georgia. Brown Sugar out of Georgia. Primetime. Bo Dilly. L Dog. Black Betty. Unknown Dodge Charger out of SEAL Team 6. The Dirty Boys. Gold Dust out of Mississippi. White Boys out of Georgia. Bobby Jr. That's Bobby Childs Jr. Kenny Beecham. The Terminator. Glenn. Travis, the Gold Nova, Willie Dog, Bipolar, the New Boo, Hannibal, Trouble, Candy Crush, King B, Jolly Rancher, the Grudge, DC Sniper, RMP Racing, Copperhead, the Executioner, Animal Patrol, and Shakedown. Those are the people that we are showing as winners that have won Grudge Racing over the, you know, this far in the game. And one of the things that I'm asking, if you have won Grudge Races and your name wasn't on that list, then you need to contact somebody so that we can get your races. There's
okay.
A longer list. There's an equal list of losers. But I want, you know, but people, you know, but when you turn in a race, when you turn in a race, you got to turn in who you race. You just can't call and say, I won last Saturday. That's not a legitimate race. You got to tell us who you ran and what track you at, because we need to verify this information. We have had a lot of people who called in, and all they said was, I won a grudge match, you know, last Saturday. That's not enough information for us to verify.
Right.
And so we need the winner and the loser and what track you was at. That way we can verify it.
Now, is this a group or is it individual?
You know, the team, you know, we want the information per car,
mm-hmm.
per car, but
okay.
You also can tell what team you on. Like, for example,
okay.
The New Boo, when that information is turned on, is the New Boo have a win over whoever? New Boo is part of Primetime, so we count that in two categories, you know, as an individual car and as a team race. So we need that information. Like I said, we have had, and we keep asking people when they turn in the fact of saying, when they say, just turn in the fact that they just saying that they won, that race is not counted until they tell us who they won and where were they racing at.
So, now, Jay, a lot of us, I'm going to get in Texas now. A lot of people don't have the information who to call because, like, we got our group called the United Assassins. And I know
right.
We got 6 wins this year already. Now, who do we turn
in? Let
me
tell you what, you don't have to call anybody. I'm going to forward you. There are certain people around the country. And Long Island Joe, you would definitely be one of them that people should be calling you, giving you information on their cars. So what I'll do, I'll forward you. It's a form that's on your phone. It has about 6 or 8 questions that you just fill in, and it go instantly to the spreadsheet. So you don't have to. You can report it yourself.
Okay.
But what you need to do is let people know in your area that's on your radio show, if they have wins and losses, to send it to you. And as you put it in, it goes directly to the spreadsheet.
Okay.
Once you hit the send button, once I send it to you, Wildman, do you still have the one I sent you?
Yes, I do.
Can you send it to Long Island Joe? In Long Island, now, we don't want everybody to have this because people will be entering bogus races. We want only people who can verify a race to have access to putting it on the spreadsheet. So, so make sure, you know, yourself, Larry T, you know, William Brown, y'all are people that you know, understand that this, you know, it's important to keep it accurate. So if y'all will, we'll turn, if you send it to him, I would like for him to look at it so that we can just talk about how nice it is and the simplicity of it. And what it does, Long Island Joe, it sends it straight to the spreadsheet. Once you fill in those little information, you know, it goes straight to the spreadsheet. That helps us a lot. That's the only way that we can keep up with what everybody's doing. You know,
only the ones that they do at a show, or how do we do it?
No. I mean, if it's a grudge race, I don't care where, when, or how.
Okay.
You know, if it's a grudge race, that's what we want.
Okay, sounds good.
You know, obviously we don't promote street racing, and you know, we don't promote street racing. We promote safe racing. You know, for lack of a better word, I don't want to use the word sanction because we ain't sanctioned yet, but we want good, safe grudge racing. And so as soon as Wildman sent it to you, I want you to look at it and tell me what you think.
Okay.
Because it's a nice little form. It's short. It's neat. We got people from all the different states. You know, everybody can enter it in. A lot of it we haven't been able to allow, just because the people are turning in and they're not saying, you know, it's obvious you just can't say a win without telling who you ran against.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're right.
And you get wins, you get points for winning, and you get points for losing. That's why it's important to turn in the loser, because even the loser brought action. So that's why we're trying to make sure that he gets his accolade also. You know, it ain't all about winning. You know, it's bringing action that counts. You got to put some water.
I'm trying to send it to him right now because I'm on my computer, and it's on the computer.
You talk about my, see how you were talking about my computer? Now look at this phone you got. You need to add some water into it, or you need to feed the pigeon? Do you need to feed the pigeon before you send him out?
No, see, what's happening is, you know, you send it to my smartphone, and my smartphone is not enough ever. But I'm trying to get it. And plus, I just some information from all grads, but I ain't going to do it until I get this spreadsheet stuff straightened out. So it's coming up right now.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Yeah, so I'm getting ready to.
Matter of fact, send it to all three. Send it to William Brown, Larry T. That way they can look at it and they can see, you know, that it's a nice form. It's simple. You know, it's something that don't take long to do, you know.
All right. I'm trying to let it load up right now and bring it up. And at the same time, I was going through some other information that I had just received.
Okay.
And that's soon as it come up. But I was going to read verbatim what Rugrat said, but I'm trying to find this other thing. But, okay, it's coming up right now. So I'm going to do this here and try to send it right quick.
Okay, I'm getting ready to do this. So bear with me. And you should be getting it real soon. Yep. Okay, let me do this here. So don't y'all go nowhere. Jay Barnes.
Yeah.
Finish explaining it to him while I'm copying it and pasting it, so they'll get it.
All right. Okay. Well, I mean, you also can just forward it now. You don't have to copy and paste. I just want you to know that.
Right. Okay. That's what I'll do then. All right.
But yeah, this is you know, again, it's all what we're trying to do is be able to give some accolades to the grudge racers around the country. You know, and it's not just for the grudge racer of the year. It's, you know, we're counting races because, you know, we give awards for the state racer of the year, the division racer of the year. We give the most feared car. We give the, you know, and then we have specialty areas like the baddest on 28, the baddest on 29, the baddest back half, the baddest top sportsman. You know, all this is gathered from this data that we are inputting now, you know. So, and we need
Go ahead, Jay. I'm getting ready to send it now. All
okay,
right, Long
and,
Island Joe. I'm going to send it to Long Island Joe right now. And Long Island Joe, what I need you to do, because you have it, and it'll I can get back to the show, and you can send it to Larry T. and William Brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I don't have William Brown's number, but I'll have Larry T. send it to him.
All right. Well, it should be coming to you right now, Larry.
Okay.
T.
I think I just got it.
All right. So,
look at it. Look at it, Long Island Joe, and tell us what you think. You know, look at
okay.
it and see.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm going to go back here because while we were talking, I got a reply, or I should say a text message from Rugrat. And he said that he should be out next week, Long Island Joe, and also for Jay Barnes and Larry T. and everyone else that's listening. Rugrat, Matt said that he should be out next week. He said to let everybody know, be careful what you ask for. And that he will also be coming out with another ghost car as well. And it's going to be tough next year. So there you go, Jay Barnes. That's some information that you just got privy to. And also Larry
okay.
T. and Long Island Joe. He said he will be back with his car and also a ghost car that's coming. And he
said, you know, Rugrat, I love that car.
Yeah,
I like that car.
Be careful what you wish for.
That's a pretty car. I like that car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His car has been down ever since, you know, he ran Fade to Black. But, you know, they had to get some parts, and they had a problem getting the parts. And the parts is in, and he was hoping to have the car out last weekend. I guess he didn't do it, but it's coming back real soon. And like he said, be careful what you wish for. And, of course, you know, he's part of the Burke County Boys, the Georgia Boys, which
uh-huh.
includes, you know, that includes all of them cars that you mentioned, Candy Crusher, Goldie, what's the truck? Bipolar.
Yeah,
Rugrat.
Yeah.
And they got some little street cars, too. And when I say street cars, I'm talking about street cars that run at the track. We ain't talking about them street cars out there in the street where, you know, I hear Tony Wright even said that they knuckleheads out there in the street, and he ain't out there no more, you know. But they got some, them Georgia boys, they got some cars, you know. And it's kind of ironic because Tony Bynes is one of the Burke County boys, but he runs on the prime time. So he sent Trigger Man down to run and carry his banner with the Burke County boys, because Tony Vines is originally from Burke County, you know. So, you know, he's doing some double duties, and at the same time, sending Trigger Man to represent him with the Burke County boys. So y'all be careful what you wish for when you talk about them Burke County boys. Because as you can see, Candy Crusher, he's crushing them. Am I right, Jay Barnes?
Oh, definitely. Candy Crusher is a, you know, the only thing Candy Crusher needs is more cars.
Yeah.
He's definitely bringing action. You know, all he needs is more cars under his name. That's all he needs, you know.
Well, you know,
that's another question, Wild Man.
Uh-huh.
Wild Man, let me, this is another question. 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, we had a vote where we pooled everybody together, and it was a popular vote. And we were trying to determine, should the Grudge Racer of the Year be represented by multiple cars, no, by a team, or should we change that and let it be a single car? Now, that vote have taken place probably 3 years ago, and the vote came back that a team should be the Grudge Racer of the Year. I mean, if you have multiple cars in your team, you can be the Grudge Racer of the Year. And that's how it's been for at least the last, well, probably ever since 4 or 5 years now, probably ever since they started in a banquet. But that's one question that I would like to put out there, Wild Man. Is it time to have another vote to see if the Grudge Racer of the Year should be still based on team, or should the Grudge Racer of the Year be based on a single car? Now, we already have two different things, Wild Man. We have the Grudge Racer of the Year, which is represented by, it can be a single car or a team, and then we have the Grudge Car of the Year, which only can be, you know, the car. So, now, this is one thing that I keep getting a lot of information on. People are saying that they want the Grudge Racer of the Year to be one car, and then and identify the team as the Grudge Team of the Year. Now, there has been no vote. Everything is still like it is, but we're getting more and more people saying that the Grudge Racer of the Year should be one car, and then identify the Grudge Team of the Year separately. Now, what's your thought on that, Wild, and the panel of guys you got?
Well, you know, it makes sense, because now here you got your spreadsheet set up, and it's easy to tally which way they go. All they got to do, I ain't trying to make it more work for you, Jay Barnes. You're just putting it out there so there will be no controversy on how it's going to be done. You're giving the people an opportunity to say, I think that the Grudge Racer of the Year should be from a team, or the Grudge Racer of the Year should be an individual person, you know, which would be a driver. And like, for instance, one person might drive two or three cars.
No, well, I'm talking about a car, Wild Man, not a driver.
Okay, so a car. It, so
it,
you're
it's
going to
be
about,
the car.
Okay, let me do it like this. So it might be, okay, I'll use it like this. We were just talking about someone. Okay, so the Georgia boy, but the car is Candy Crusher, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah, okay, so that's explained. So it's simple. Just put it up on your website and ask the question and tell them to vote.
Well, see, there's no need. At this point, Wild Man, the vote was taken 2 years ago. The question I'm asking is it time for another vote? No, I'm not going to even just throw a vote out there. The system is working.
Is it time to change the system? Yeah, okay.
Right. That's why I'm bringing it up. No, that's why I'm bringing it up. Is it time to change the system?
Okay. Yep, I understand. So that's easy. All they got to do is go to their website, Grudge Inc., and say what they want to say. You know, it takes away from the word of mouth. So you got a website set up. Now, I'm going to show you something. Now, this is something that NHRA has started, and this is because Larry T's been doing this for the longest, about the suites. The only thing about the suites is NHRA is starting to charge you to go in the suites. Well, Larry T's suites are free if you're a participant. How about that? So, see, everybody is watching and seeing what grudge racers are doing, you know. So, you know, it's being organized thanks to Grudge Inc. So, you know, you set it up, your priorities, and let them go to your website and find out what's going on and see what they want to do. And you're doing the right thing. You know, this way you can't say, well, my committee made the decision. You can say this is what the grudge racers or whoever said they want to do. So just keep doing what you're doing, Jay Barnes, and just let them know. Put that information out there and let them know where to go so that they can voice their choice.
Uh-huh. I mean, let's go over to Long Island Joe. Did you get it? Did you get that that form, Long Island Joe?
Yeah, I got it, Jay. I got everything good. Now I see where we put everything in, you know, and then once it's submitted, what we do? Just push send.
Just push send. Yeah, mm-hmm. When you push send, it automatically goes to the spreadsheet and calculate it. And
right.
So, that's why we don't want a lot of people, and we want one or two people in each area so that they can talk, because you don't want somebody entering, you don't want 10 people entering the same race, you know, because all of it is going straight to the spreadsheet. Now, if you will, Long Island Joe, anybody that's racing in your area, if you put that information in, now,
mm-hmm.
if they don't have a team, just put, you know, unknown team, you know.
Okay.
If they don't have a team, if it's just a car, you know. And the more information you give us, the better it is, you know, the better it'll help us.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, I mean, what do you think about it? What do you think about it? Does it seem easy, simplistic?
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. It's definitely easy. Nice and simplified the way you got it right there. It's really good.
Yeah, and I sent it to Larry T. Send it to William Brown, Long Island. I sent it to Larry T. So you just forward it to William Brown so he'll know what it is.
Okay, I'm going to get Larry T to forward it to him because I don't have William Brown's number.
Yeah, I can get it to William.
Okay, you'll get it to William. Okay, that'll be good. So there you go. Networking. The way it is.
See,
if you're gonna have an organization, it's got to be right, you know. And
I agree.
The spreadsheet is gonna make it right, you know. And it's no disputing it. That's why I'm so glad that you brought it up to my attention, because I didn't want to mention it. And you had it. I wanted you to mention it so that I can tell you how great it'll be for you, Jay Barnes.
Right.
You know,
right.
It makes life really simple.
Yeah.
And so if people be complaining about how come my car or my team ain't this and that, all you got to do is say, go to the website and find out who's in your division and send them the information. Plain and simple.
Plain and simple.
That's right. That's the way we want it to be. You know, when you're sitting around and ain't no show on, which is a show on every day of the week, you know, and you're sitting around, you know, look up and see who's your rep in that division and say, hey, let me call him up and let him know what I did Saturday and Sunday or Friday night or Thursday night, who I ran and what track it was at, so I can get on the spreadsheet.
What did I do?
So when it come around to Grudge Racer of the Year, Grudge Team of the Year, it'll be undisputed. It'll be known. And if you didn't send in your information, don't complain. Stay calm.
Right.
All right.
That's why when we called out all the names now, the names that we have, and that's why the people that's winners so far. So if your name wasn't called, you know your information is not in. And that's only good through, let me make one clarify. That information is current through, I think May 2nd. The information that I just called out is current through May 2nd. And, but it takes a little time to get it all in. I was trying to make sure, I was reading off a spreadsheet, the May 2nd spreadsheet. So, if you have won a grudge race and you didn't hear your name, please reach out and contact somebody.
Now, Jay, this right. is only one thing I was thinking. Say, for example, someone called me, and so uh-huh. I put them on a spreadsheet. Then they turned around and called you, and you put it on a spreadsheet. Is they going to be registering their vote twice?
Well, what we'll do, we'll still see it because it'll look like a double entry. It'll show as a double entry.
Okay.
But the only
That's
thing is, we'll
sure.
still question it. Yeah, we'll still question it after the fact, because it's going to show up. If we all put the same information in, it's going to show up as a double entry for us
okay.
to check it. So
okay,
then what we'll probably do is call you and ask you to verify that. Because sometimes somebody raced the same guy twice with the same outcome on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Race him at 4 o'clock and then come back and race him again at 8 o'clock. So that's still two grudge races, so it should count.
Mm-hmm.
Because see what happens when you put in the time and the dates, the spreadsheet, if the time and the date is the same, the spreadsheet won't let it be tallied twice.
Okay.
Yeah. See, but when if you ran the person two times,
you got to show it.
Time. Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. At the comment section, make sure. This race one, race two.
Right. That's the way you do it. Otherwise, the spreadsheet will kick it out if you try to give it to Jay and give it to you. The spreadsheet won't let it do that. I know about these spreadsheets. I did it from the time that they came up with them to Jay Barnes mentioned them. And Larry T probably know how them spreadsheets work, too. So you can't really be the spreadsheet unless you know how the criteria, the information that's put in the spreadsheet on what you want it to report. So that's the way it is.
Okay.
All right. Got anything else you want to go over? Because like I say, I just want to say I can't wait to see the Snipers car run. I know you've seen it run Long Island.
Yeah, looking good.
All right, then.
Hey,
well,
Sniper, Long Island Joe.
Uh-huh.
Do you think Sniper won't in the Dunye trouble?
I don't think he's going to. I think he's going to walk up the ladder right now.
That's good ducking.
No, I don't think it's ducking because I think if he mess around and he knock off Papa Duck, the baby ducks ain't going to follow. That's what I think. So that's what I think he's going to go ahead and move on up the ladder.
Now I gotta jump in here right there, Jay Barnes, from that question that you asked him. Now, you got to remember now, the Rugrat had a new owner when he ran Donye.
Right.
And, he broke that motor, but he won the race.
Okay.
So, you remember what he just texted me, where he said, be careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of Rugrat and the Sniper?
I like Rugrat a lot now, but you don't want to get him. He don't have oil pressure yet, and the rule is if you ain't got oil pressure, kind of keep your head down. So,
all right. Well, we'll keep his head down.
When he got heat in the header, that's it. Once he gets the heat of them heavens, that's it.
All right, then.
Well,
Jay, you got any? Well, I go to Long Island. You got anything else you want to add, Long Island?
Nah, that's about it, Wild Man. Everybody, you know, I hope they can make it out, you know. And if they come out, they have a safe trip coming up. But there'll be plenty to go, plenty of food, plenty of races. And also we have that cake tasting contest.
Right.
So we will see. I mean, we got cakes going from everywhere. I heard a honey bun cake coming, a Reese's Pieces cake coming. So it's kind of crazy, some of the cakes that they were telling me about. So you got to try it. Everybody wants to try to win. Want to show me they got a better cake.
All right. Okay.
I know Rock is going to be around. So.
Right. William Brown, you still on? You must have dropped off when you dropped off the last time.
No, I'm up here a while, man.
Okay. Well, anything you want to add before we go?
Memorial Day weekend, you know, VMP, MIR on Sunday. Come out, enjoy the racing, and we'll see who go back with stitches in his butt.
Okay. Sounds like a good one to me. What about you, Larry T? Yeah, he must be still working, got his phone muted. All right, well, then, Jay Barnes, well, Long Island said everything that Larry T would be saying. So, Jay Barnes?
Yes, sir. I got, I want everybody to have a safe weekend coming up I think that's the 23rd weekend of Memorial Day. And also, Donye will be having his first race over in the Midwest. It'd be Donye's first race, well, actually the second race, but the first race in the Midwest. And it'll be held at US 41. And there will be a turbo belt going up, you know, Grudgy National Turbo Belt. Man, let me tell you this to Long Island Joe and William Brown while they're on the line. Grudge Inc. belts are for all promoters. And we can always, if y'all looking to add more flavor to your race, if y'all looking to highlight the grudge racers in your area, just call me so that we can get a belt specific to your area or a national belt. It depends. There's a limited number of national belts, but every state should have a grudge racer of the year or a baddest man on 28th or, you know, nitrous 29 champ. So the belt system is for all promoters. So if you're having a race and you want to put up the baddest man on 29 in the DMV, you know, reach out to me so I can help you get that going, because, you know, we're here to promote grudge racing all across the country and with all the promoters, you know. Again, one of the things that Grudge Inc. is trying to do is not be a promoter. We happen to be a promoter, but that's not our choice. We want to be a sanctioning body. And so anything that we can do to promote grudge racing in a positive way, that's what we're for. And we're looking to support all the promoters who are willing to allow us to help. That's it, Wild Man.
Okay, and I just got one question, Jay Barnes. How are you coming along with Mickey Thompson?
Mickey Thompson is coming along fairly well. I hate to say it on air what they said, when they answer the phone. What they say instantly, but, you know, Mickey Thompson is coming along well, and it's one, you know, I don't mind sharing this part with you a little bit. It says, you know, if everybody in the industry is already using our products, why should we promote it? And I don't want to get into the whole details of my answer to that question, but, you know, I tell you what, you know, I love Mickey Thompson. I think they make a very good tie. But I think, you know, sometimes we need to reach out, look at some of the other tire makers, because they're still trying to grow their market. You know, Mickey Thompson kind of owned the market. So grudge racers are so loyal. We're loyal to one brand. And one of the things that I constantly say to Mickey Thompson is class racing. You know, your tie is probably the number one small tie, you know, company, but you still sponsor them. And so I'll be trying to get them to understand, why would you continue to sponsor class racing small tie, but you don't want to sponsor grudge racing small tie? So, you know, but they're good people, and, you know, and as long as they can get, if they can get the Nookie for free, why are they going to pay for it, Wild Man?
Yeah, well, Jay, you know, I had a couple of people ask me, they said, how come when Jay is on your show, he don't keep wrapping stuff off real quick? I said, because Jay is being careful what he say, because he want to mean what he say when you hear what he says. So it,
what was that
it
question, Wild Man?
Huh?
What was that question? What was the question? I didn't get the question.
The question was, why is Jay not really snapping stuff off like he do on some of the other shows? And I said, that's because Jay is building a business, and he want to make sure that everything that he says on my show is something that he can go back on and say, this is what I said, and this is because. And like I said, I'm just trying to keep him straight so everybody will know what he's talking about and what he's doing. And I'm going to get on that Mickey Thompson thing off the air, Jay. And like I always say, I'll never use nobody's mic unless I have to. So if you got anything else to say, Jay, I'm going to be out of here.
That's it. Wild Man, have a good weekend, Wild Man, coming up. And the best out to the promoters on board, Larry T, Long Island Joe, and William Brown. And Wild Man, I'm gonna send you a picture of the new William Brown car pretty soon. So make sure you ask me about that next week, Wild Man.
Okay, will do. Okay, and all like right. I always say, until next time, I'll see y'all at the races.
You're listening to Grudge Talk Radio with the Wild Man.
Good night, and remember, the world is full of winners and losers. Here's hoping you're one of them.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest.